And Warwick Hadfield joins us again to talk sport. Warwick, hello there.
Hello, Fran.
In cycling, Australia has another world champion, Rowan Dennis, in the road cycling time trial, the race of truth, as it is known.
That's what it's called, Fran. Now, look, Rowan Dennis is only the second Australian to win this UCI world title. The other was Michael Rogers, who did it three times. So Rowan Dennis has got a talent still in front of him. Look, Dennis relegated the previous world champion, the Dutchman Tom Dumoulin, to second in this race, where it's called the race of death because your only visible opponent is yourself. The riders all start separately, and of course they race against the stopwatch. In previous years, equipment failure and coming off the bike in the least decorous way have cost Dennis dearly, but this year, well, it's been a great year for him. And more recently, he won two time trials in the Tour of Spain. So he arrived in Innsbruck for this race in fine fettle and has, as he pointed out, fulfilled his childhood dream, Fran.
Indeed. As rugby league and the AFL get ready for their grand final weekend, soccer is closing in. Soccer, football and the FFA grand final too. The semis were decided last night.
Yeah, Fran, one semi was decided last week. That's the Sydney derby between Wanderers and the Sky Blues. Last night, Adelaide United beat Apia Leichhardt 2-0 to set up a semi-final against the only non-A-League side left, the fabulously named Bentley Greens, who beat Heidelberg United last night 1-0. Both semi-finals are going to be played on October the 5th. That's a week before all of it gets drowned out because Usain Bolt was expected to play his next game for the Central Mariners on October the 12th, Fran.
Okay, and in the AFL, will the Noongar factor play a key role in deciding the grand final in the West Coast favour, do you reckon?
Well, Fran, there's been plenty of talk and plenty said about the Eagles forwards, of course, Darling and Kennedy, but yesterday where I was, the talk was about this Noongar factor, the role that Lewis Jetta from Bunbury and Liam Ryan from Geraldton, so both out of that wonderfully prolific Indigenous football nursery in the south of Western Australia, just what role they can play in sneaking through the Collingwood defence. Gavin Wanganeen, the 1993 Brownlow medalist, says Jetta and Ryan, along with their Indigenous teammate Willie Rioli, and there's a name to conjure with, they have that uncanny ability to find space where there is none, particularly when they're seeking out each other. And Kevin Sheedy, the man who knows more about the place of Indigenous footballers in the game than anyone else, he reckoned that Travis Varco could win the game for Collingwood, except that the Eagles have three Travis Varcos, Jetta and Ryan, and Rioli, who comes from that other great AFL nursery, his own family, Fran.
Yeah. Warwick, thank you very much.
Good on you, Fran.
Warwick Hadfield.